somebody asked me something about, I think, duality or what, the existential world one. Then I explained, we live in the existential world, understand not? And this existential recognizes duality. We are, it's a conditioned world. Duality exists, understand not? Like the Heart Sutta say, in true emptiness, all these things don't exist. But in the existential world, old age, sickness, and death, birth exist. Understand not? All this exists. So, do not be deluded. You quote the unconditioned and don't know how to apply, you simply think that you are very smart. Then sometimes, the reason why the conditioned world has this is because the conditioned world is a world of duality. We have almost 99.999% all not yet enlightened one, no. You want to use the unconditioned Dharma and tell them things, ah? You understand, huh? You say, oh, no, 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 according to the Buddha, no right, no wrong. You cannot left and right. Debate, people got a debate title, You have to put up your point, you know. To them, right and wrong is what life is. That's why Shen Xiu also got. Understand, huh? And a lot of existential world reality, you need to understand. Because we have to accord and flow, understand? Or? So suchness seeing is agree, understand? Or? Mundane seeing also agree, direct seeing also agree. But they are just the way they are, understand? Or? Within the existential world, the conditioned world, all this convention reality to them is the truth. So don't try to change people or convince people and end up argue. Understand? That's why when you have the understanding like the Buddha, do you realize the Buddha, on many occasions people come and challenge him. What he do? No, he remains silent. He don't want to argue with you. He just remains silent. And people cannot understand. During the Buddha's time, a lot of people came and challenged him. And he just remained silent. That's why finally people say, silent is? Don't talk better than simply talk. Correct? So if you can, that right speech under Noble Eightfold Path, go and cultivate it. Understand? What constitutes right speech? Wrong speech, you know. Theravada tradition already write the four. What are the four wrong speech? Telling lie is one of them. Slandering. Backbiting. Understand not? Backbiting. Frivolous talk. Harsh speech. That very harsh and violent speech. So this one you know. But what is appropriate or right speech? Nobody teach you. Understand not? Do you realize that? They always teach you all the other thing that is recorded in the teaching or no. And everybody just quote. But I realize it's just like Noble Eightfold Path. You know what they teach as right thought or not? I think Sunday school teacher will know. What are right thought according to Theravada tradition? The four? Brahma Vihara, isn't it? Metta, Karuna, Mudita, and? Upeka, you think only these four right thought? I got three more.
The right thought is on nekama, renunciation. And then the second one is the ill will, abandoned ill will. And the third one is non-cruelty.
Correct.
Metta.
That one is in the teaching. Yes. Understand? Not? But this one is Buddhist one. Understand? Not? A lot of Dhamma book, right thought as this one. All the commentator, you can read a lot of Buddhist book, right, like that. Your this one is, I think, linked to Abhidhamma, all this thing. In the Nikaya. Yes, in the Nikaya sometime, because it's a sutta by the Buddha, understand? Nikaya is middle length or... No, Dika Nikaya or Sanyutta Nikaya. Okay, never mind. So, why NBC one is... In the Nikaya, that one more accurate. But what is written on Buddhist tradition, Theravada side type of book? They always define these four. So I ask you a question. If you read the Dhamma, have this knowledge, does it help you in your understanding of life, in the cultivation? You think easy to develop metta, easy to develop this mudita, and easy to develop this so-called karuna, especially upekkha. So what is important is, if you want to avoid all evil, you have to understand what constitutes evil, understand not? Then you have to understand what are wrong thought. That is more important than right thought, understand not? If you don't know what is wrong thought, how can you be mindful of it and be sensitive towards it and determined to abandon it? True or not? If you only know, okay, I practice metta, maybe you develop some metta, okay? But you don't know what is wrong thought, no. In the morning chanting, you remember not? The living being are bound by what? Suffering, obstructed by suffering or coming. Then, bound by birth, old age, sickness and death, despair, sorrow, lamentation. These are all wrong thoughts, understand? Thought that condition your suffering, your misery, understand? These are wrong thoughts, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. So whenever you are not peaceful and have this negative tendency, the wrong thought is there, understand? That's why he said you are caught or trapped, bound by all these things. You understand? That's why the Buddha is so wise in the morning chanting, he tell you all this, but we only chant the words. And most people don't understand what he meant. So what he's telling you is, when you confront all this reality, all this will lead to suffering, you don't have the Dhamma understanding. Then to make it clearer to you, he say you are bound by sorrow, lamentation, despair, all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation. All this is what wrong thought is all about. That's why I teach the Kayamita. What is wrong thought? More important. Whatever thought you think, that condition your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sorrow, lamentation and despair, that is wrong thought. Understand? That condition your greed, your hatred, your delusion, that is wrong thought. And that is more important because you have to abandon them, understand? If you cannot recognize and you caught in that wrong thought, you still blame people, you know? You still get angry, emotional, and cannot accept the reality, you know? Where you tell people, how can you do this to me? How can you cheat me, deceive me? I trusted you. All these are right thought or wrong thought? Definitely wrong thought lah. Bayang Keti also know how to ask you, do you believe the thought? Is this thought the truth? Then he asks a second question. Is this thought really the truth? Then he said, if it's the truth, then why you end up suffering? Without this thought, you are happy, right? You are peaceful, right? You are normal, right? So all this thought, that's why I say the Kalama Sutta, you should apply to your own thought. You think your thought is your good friend. Well, you have been using it for so long. Anything you don't know, think about it, you go and think. Then the thought tell you. Then you act. Acting according to memory created by thought, no? Psychological thing. No? That is not acting at all. So you want to add something?
I wanted to share three wrong thoughts that were not very clear to me in the beginning. Then I discovered they are really wrong thoughts. So one of them is loneliness. Another one is boredom. Another one is frustration. These three took me a while. Some history, I have added a bodhisattva vow to recognize and abandon all wrong thoughts. And every time I identify a wrong thought, I add to my list. These three are the newer
last
ones.
Last time, she previous retreat, she put a long list of wrong thoughts, which is very good. Yeah. So we all should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because ability to recognize wrong thought is very important. That's why Dhamma, when you actually understand, it is very different. Not what is popularly taught or accepted. You have to apply them with the understanding. So when you apply, It's just a very straightforward question. If I don't recognize the wrong thought, then how am I going to cultivate? Understand or not? The four right effort, first one is what? Abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action. If you don't know what constitutes evil, that condition or this wrong thing, you cannot act. Understand or not? But they just tell you greed, hatred, delusion. They didn't expand on it. Understand or not? What is greed? It's not only greediness, no. All your selfishness is also greed, no, understand? No? Your covetousness, your possessiveness, and all your craving, your lust, your desire, all these are greed, you know. Unless you understand all this and expand on it, without mindfulness, you cannot see, understand? No? Because the ego and personality is selfish, understand? No? How can he admit to you that this is greed? Because you say, hey, I'm not greedy lah. If I can get, why not? That is selfish. But he said, teaching say greed ma, then it's not greed. What bo tham wan? What ho lang? I'm not greedy, I'm a good person. Then they discuss business with you, understand? Or? But all businessmen, profit-orientated, isn't it? You think a lot charity, or when they make all the money, then they become philanthropy. They do some charity. But when they do business with you, you think they are very charitable? Gong Chai no. So all this is what I say, the reality of life and existence. Within our existential world, all this exists. Duality, all the crooked way of doing things, all this exists, understand? Not? So, that part about the conditioned world, you have to understand. That's what I put here. But we must also understand, we live in a conditioned world where duality exists, as I always explain. Duality exists within the conditioned world, the existential world, and you cannot avoid duality while here, because that is for living. You cannot simply quote the Dhamma and say we must transcend duality. So this is a very important understanding. So when you understand, you must have suchness seeing, means the ultimate wisdom. Understand? If that person mundane seeing come, you can also echo and flow and agree with him. Understand? Khan san si san, yala mountain. No problem. Then no more argument. Yeah. Then the direct seeing guy say, no. Khan san pu si san. Yeah, khan san pu si san. No problem. Understand? Then the Gong Chai example that day, the foreigner come in. Good morning. But afternoon already. You say, you go and correct him and say, already afternoon, good afternoon. So they are in a world of duality. Right? To them, normal. To them, they have their own perception of morning or afternoon. Even if you make mistake, let's say, understand? Why are we so rigid about right and wrong? Why must we insist that must correct him? Understand? They are just the way they are. And most people don't want to be corrected. We must understand. And there are people, but luckily this guy is very nice. He talked to us very nice. That's why he greeted us. Who are you? What is it? What did he ask us already? Good morning or what? Or where are you from? Oh, we all asked him back, where are you from? But they greet us what? Good morning. Isn't it? So they are nice people. And luckily they come to temple, so they cannot like keka keka all the time. So this is the point that I hope, when you apply the Dhamma, don't be rigid and one-sided, understand? Or? When you understand the conditioned Dhamma, it's for you to develop the understanding so that you follow Noble Eightfold Path. When you understand the unconditioned Dhamma, it is applicable to the existential world. So the two doesn't contradict one. Understand not? Well, one is the conditioned world, like the Heart Sutta. You read the Heart Sutta, you panic. You know? Because Four Noble Truths also not there. You know? But you didn't understand in true emptiness, all these don't exist. Understand? So no contradiction. After you realize true emptiness is the unconditioned Dhamma, then everything in the Heart Sutta is true. 照见五蕴皆空, illuminated the five skandha and realized that they were all empty. These are unconditioned Dhamma, but that's why the title is what? Prajna Paramita. Prajna is wisdom. Paramita is perfection. And that particular Heart Sutta is the perfection of wisdom sutta. No? That's why it's all the unconditioned understanding. And even Sariputta, the foremost disciple of the Buddha in wisdom, Kuan Yin also not shy. No? Hey, Sariputta, I say. Form does not differ from emptiness. Emptiness. He even dared to tell Sariputta, no? Want him to awaken to the higher teaching, the real understanding of the unconditioned Dhamma. That's why this Heart Sutta is very deep and very profound and not easy to comprehend. Okay?